Very interesting statistic. Victoria in the last 9 years has removed 70 rail crossings. Queensland has removed zero. It's a huge difference, although it's costing the Victoria government $6.6 billion to do so, and it has been the subject of various state election campaigns down there. Rail crossings, a major source of traffic congestion, road injuries, sadly, fatalities as well. Our Transport Minister Mark Bailey has flagged a number of rail crossings will be removed, although an exact timeline has not been provided. Really keen to get your thoughts. I'll talk a bit more about it and give us a yell, 133-882. And what do you think about this? And maybe the ones you think should be on top of the list. The last rail crossing removed in Queensland was on Telegraph Road at Bracken Ridge and Robinson Road at Geebung. That was in 2014. At that point, Brisbane had 21 level crossings. Joining me to talk more about this and knows a lot more about it on 4BC Afternoons is Rail Back on Track advocate Robert Dow. Good to talk to you, Robert. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Greg.
Mate, tell us a bit more about this and... In the answer, how dangerous are these rail crossings these days?
Well, level crossings are dangerous, particularly when they're down for long periods. Motorists attempted to take risks that they otherwise shouldn't, as well as pedestrians and other active transport users of the crossings. Victoria started to get serious with their level crossing program in 2015, Greg. As you mentioned, they've already removed 70, and they aim to remove 85 by 2025. And 110 by 2030. Now, we haven't done any removals in southeast Queensland since 2014, and it's getting to be a fairly acute problem. We have upgrades going to happen when Cross River Rail is commissioned in 2026. 5-minute trains on the Gold Coast line means that crossings could be down 40, 50 minutes in the hour at peak. Now, that's going to cause absolute traffic mayhem. And we're very concerned about the safety implications of that. There are a number of level crossings that should be prioritised and removed as soon as possible. Now, there is a project happening on the Gold Coast Railway line referred to as the Gold Coast Faster Rail Project, which will involve a number of level crossing removals, including ones at Currabee, Woodridge, Bethania, Homeview and Ben Lee, okay? Mm. But there's still a lot more on the Gold Coast line that need to be considered. For example, Warrigal Road and Fruit Grove, Old Bay Desert Road and Salisbury, Trinder Crossing at Trinder Park, Stones Road and Sunnybank, so that's some. Now, the government has commenced business cases on removing the level crossing at Boundary Road, Coopers Plains and Beams Road, Castledine. Now, the project at Castledine's been put on hold as the federal Labor government does this infrastructure review. So it's not going to happen soon. It's going to take a while.
Robert, tell me this. You mentioned a business case. What does that involve? What are they looking at there?
Well, they're looking at the best approach to actually remove the level crossing. There are a number of different ways it can be done, Greg. You can do road over rail, which they tend to do in southeast Queensland, but there are other ways of doing it. You can elevate the rail, for example, which they've done very successfully in Melbourne. You can put the rail in trenches and keep the road at surface. That's rail under road. You can do the road over rail, like they plan to do at Castledine and Boundary Road. But the elevated rail means that you don't have any barriers in the suburbs anymore. You have the opportunity for these magnificent linear parks underneath the elevated rail, and that's been done in Melbourne with great effect. They become real important community activity centres within the various suburbs, and they completely open up. Where that once was the rail line was the barrier, it's gone. So people can move around the suburb freely. The traffic is obviously a lot less congested because it's not being held up at these level crossings. Emergency vehicles, buses and in Melbourne trams are no longer held up. So everything tends to flow a lot smoother.
See, that's interesting because when you're making a business case, I guess you're looking at the economic pros and cons, you're looking at the social pros and cons. What would be the priorities on either side of that, Robert, do you think? How do those local areas benefit most from this?
It's an increase in their economic productivity. They're no longer stuck in traffic for 40, 50 minutes every morning. You understand what I mean?
Of course.
And this is an economic driver. It means that people can get around, they can get to the shops, they can do business a lot easier. In fact, these things need to be costed into these business cases, these economic benefits of level crossing removals. Melbourne is probably the world epicentre of level crossing expertise at the moment, Greg. Queensland needs to tap into that. Victoria has done a variety of different approaches in removing level crossings. They have experience, they know what works best in certain locations. We think on the Cleveland Railway line around Cooperoo, for example, elevated rail will work very well. So there are a number of things that they can look at. That they just haven't done anything, Greg, for 10 years.
Why is that? Because I know it became a very hot political issue in Victoria and the government was being condemned. And we might have former Victorians listening now or people listening to us in Victoria. Let us know how it played out. But it was a hot issue. But in the end, I think it favoured the sitting government down there, didn't it?
Oh, very much so. I grew up in Melbourne, Greg, and you might not believe this, but I was advocating for level crossing removals in the 1960s down there.
Yeah.
And I've kept a very close eye on it. I'm particularly familiar with the project from Caulfield through to Oakley, which is on the Dandenong-Pakenham line, elevated rail. The benefits have been profound. The community is just overwhelmed with the success of the elevated rail. Queensland needs to look at elevated rail as a solution for removing these level crossings. It's a good way of removing multiple level crossings, one after another, next one along. That's what they've done in Melbourne. And it's very cost effective, and the results for the community are outstanding.
Yeah, I know they stalled on the removal. I'm trying to think. I think it was Beams Road at Castledine. What's causing the delays?
Well, it was set to go almost, and then the federal government announced their infrastructure reviews. It's been put on hold again, as I understand it, Greg.
That's never a good sign.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not. They have started on some park and ride works at Castledine Station, but the actual level crossing removal itself has not really started at the moment. They're waiting for the tick from this infrastructure review for it to proceed. And another one is Cooper's Plains Boundary Road. There's been a bit of a I suppose it's been difficult to get agreement between Brisbane City Council, the state government and the federal government. When you've got the three different levels involved, it gets a bit complicated. We'd hope that would get started and finished very soon as well.
Predicting the future, never an easy business in any field of endeavour. Take a look at the crystal ball, though. 10, 15, 20 years down the road, what do you see in this area?
I think we will see level crossings removed. We've advocated, along with the RACQ and the SEQ Council of Mayors, for the government to step up level crossing removal. We've suggested that they do 4 every financial year. If they had done that in the last 10 years, we would have removed 40. Now, we think there's 35 that are reasonably high priority, and we would have a much better transport environment in southeast Queensland if that had have happened. It hasn't, and it's going to get very messy unless they start accelerating the program, Greg.
That's interesting, Robert, isn't it? Because, you know, cost is often held out. Understandably, you know, we've got so much to spend and infrastructure in so many areas, but things are too expensive. But if you try it again 10 years from now, it's, you know, 5-6 times more expensive. Good to talk to you. We'll stay in touch, Robert, okay?
Yep. Yeah, great to hear you back, Greg.
Thank you very much, Robert. Robert Dow, Rail Back on Track Advocate. Let me know what you think. 133-882. This is Greg Carey for Sophie Formica. Windy and sunny.